Sorry, this is like horrible. Maybe it's under. Nope. Okay, yep, I fucked that shit all to hell. Now I have to go back on Patreon to find it. This is gonna be more riveting content. We'll make sure to keep all of this in to pad the runtime. My favorite thing is to pad the runtime with dead air. So when people see an audio, they're very excited, you know? They're like, yay, look how long it is. And then, but that's not good enough. Like, you have to leave random chunks of it, like chapters, like in between all the dead air. But the thing is, it's not really dead air. It's just me sitting there breathing. Like, you don't know why. I just stopped. So you know it's not a glitch because you can hear me making like little noises in the background, and it's just like some weird fucking avant-garde art piece. And you go, has Dangerous gone insane? Have the brain slugs finally gotten to her? Has 2020 finally made her break down in a panic attack? And the truth is all of those, all of the fucking above. And why? It's the water, the same water that turned the frogs gay. Hey guys, what's up? It's me, your host, Dangerous ASMR, and we're back for another tragedy, a tragic Wednesday. Drunk and dangerous. You're here with me, less than 6 feet apart in my closet. But nothing sexy is happening today. We're practicing abstinence, motherfucker. That's right, you only get to fuck your mother. Nature will take care of that incest, baby. I'm kidding. That was too dark. Come on, 2020. Light jokes. Okay, so normally I would just jump right in into speaking English, but I'm extremely high. So normally I jump right into Grimm's fairy tales where we left off, but I'm starting with a fairy tale that was a request of a patron that I read this. Apparently, it's one of their favorites, and they want to hear me apparently shit all over one of their favorite fairy tales. Or it's actually good and I can't make fun of it, in which case, fuck you. Give me some material to work with beyond my own stupidity. That's hard enough for everybody to deal with. Okay. This one is called The Brave Laborer. A certain miller had a laborer. He sent this laborer, this is annoyingly hard to say, laborer. He sent this laborer to throw wheat into a hopper, but instead the fellow strewed it on the millstone. What a fucking asshole. The mill began to turn and all the wheat was scattered. When the miller came to the mill and saw the scattered wheat, he drove the laborer away. The laborer set out for his own village, but got lost along the way. He went into some bushes and lay down to sleep. A wolf came. Seeing the laborer was asleep, he came closer and began to sniff him. But the laborer snatched the wolf by his tail, killed him, and skinned him. Okay. The laborer went up a hill. On this hill stood an empty mill. Is it gonna start rhyming? He decided to spend the night in this mill. This is so fucking boring. This is your favorite? Why? Oh my God, is your favorite color gray? A mini question. What's your favorite food? I really enjoy unseasoned meat patties and boiled potatoes. So, a tap water, just really, it's quite adequate. I'm sorry, I'm sure it's fantastic after this. My deepest apologies. I say this all in jest. Okay. Let's see. He went up a hill, he stood the night, blah, blah, blah. Three brigands came there. They lit a fire and began to divide their booty. I've seen a lot of videos where people divide their booty. Yep. One of them said, I'll put my share underneath the mill. I'm fucking stupid, and I'm gonna say it out loud where anyone can hear me. This is the kind of guy that in a high-speed police chase would put on his blinker and actually turn that direction. Be like, gotta make sure to give him 500 feet before I turn. Oh my god, I hope they lose it all, because they're fucking stupid. The second said, I'll shove mine under the wheel. And the third said, I'll hide mine in the hopper. But our laborer was lying in the hopper. Good, I forgot for a second. I actually did, because I'm high, but you probably didn't, so shame. And fearing that the brigands would kill him, he thought that he should try to frighten them. I mean, they're really dumb. You could probably just, like, stand still and they won't notice you. So he cried, hey, you there, go down, and you strike from the side, and you hit from there while I strike from here. Stop them, boys. Get at them, boys. The brigands took fright, threw down their plunder, and ran away. All he needed to do was wear a shirt that said 7 in 1 stroke. You don't even need to say a fucking word. That bomb-ass shirt fucking says it for you. The laborer crawled out of the hopper, gathered his booty, went home and told his father and mother, here is everything I earned at the mill. Now let us go to market, buy ourselves a gun, go hunting. They went to market, bought a gun, and on their way back, the laborer said to his father, look sharp to see whether we meet a hare, a fox, or perhaps even a marten. Is it a marten? It's M-A-R-T-E-N. Not capitalized like the guy's name is Martin. I'm confused. Maybe they'll find a marten. I'll say it like that. I sound like somebody who's named Martin and they're trying to sound fancy. It's not Martin, it's Marten. I'm a fashion designer. I'm the great Marten. Oh, Marten, you're visionary. The two men dozed as they drove and finally fell asleep. Well, no shit. Two wolves came, killed their horse, and devoured it entirely. The father awoke and lashed out with his whip at his horse, he thought, they're just telling this as an afterthought, at his horse, he thought, but actually he hit the wolf. The wolf got into the horse's collar and began to drag the cart, and the father began to drive it. What the fuck? You know, I know that there's like some big clash coming between them, but I kind of would just love if the wolf decided, like, this is my job now, and the dad's just, like, going with it. Like, yes, this wolf carries us everywhere now. Like, how badass would you fucking be? Because this wolf has to be big as fuck. If it can carry a cart and, like, two grown-ass men in the cart, this wolf is, like, a big fucking, like, barren wolf, like, just massive hulking wolf. You would be such a fucking Billy badass, like, legitimate badass with your giant fucking wolf bringing you into town. Like, come on. I mean, you can't even mock that. What do you drive, a fucking Honda Civic? Yeah, that's what I thought, bitch. Not a fucking wolf. Sit your ass down. Or lay down, who fucking cares? why are any of us here? Karma. Some might say karma. Okay. Let's see. All right. So the wolf and the man are now working together. They're best buddies forever. The wolf finally got to fulfill his dream of carrying around fat dude and his lazy ass son. Let's see. The other wolf tried to seize the laborer from behind. This wolf had a deep scar. I bet its name was Scar, in keeping with the Lion King tradition. If I ever got a big scar on my face, I would have myself legally renamed Scar. I feel like it needs to happen. Like, you know, I need to become a villain. And, like, you're not really a villain until you've been horribly scarred and you've got some, like, obvious villainous name. And if you weren't born with it and, like, nobody will give it to you because you're not actively being super villainous. Like, I'm already dangerous, ASMR. I've given myself my villain name, but, like, in your shoes, you know? You kind of have to, like, legally change your name. Don't even start a channel. You can't do that. I already did that. No one else can. So that option's been taken. But you can do it in real life. I'm not saying you should for legal reasons, but it's an option. So keep us posted. Where was I before I went into what was an obvious joke, lawyers from the future? Okay, so that wolf had a scar and the laborer dragged him. Okay, so, oh, here we go. Here we go. The laborer lashed the wolf with his whip. Everyone in this family has got a whip. And the knot of his whip got stuck in the wolf's scar. That sounds painful. Never mind, I don't want a scar. Apparently they attract whips. The laborer dragged him after his cart so that one wolf pulled the cart while the other ran behind it. They came home. Their dog ran out barking wildly. The wolves took fright. The one made a sharp turn, overturning the cart and spilling the father and son on the ground. The other wolf jumped out of the horse collar, and the laborer dropped his whip. The two wolves ran away, and the old man and the laborer were left with nothing. They were well off indeed. Their yard was in the form of a circle. Three birch poles stood in it. The poles were tied by their tops. Three stakes were driven into the ground. Three twigs were wound around the stakes. The sky covered their estate from above, and the whole world enclosed it. What the fuck artsy ass bullshit ending is this? You know what this is? This fairy tale is a Netflix original. That's what this shit is. It is one of the very many Netflix original movies I've started watching, thinking this is an entertaining premise, only to have it slide off into the trash. You dig it out and you go, what the fuck? This wasn't the movie I asked for. And they say, yes, but this is the movie you got. Much like me, it starts out with promise and it ends in the gutter. Well, that's a thing. And there's more. We can read more. It comes to mind now that I realize there are more than one here. That probably wasn't his favorite. So I'm just going to roast all of them as if they were his favorite. Because I want to. And I can't imagine there won't be one that's worth roasting. So let's continue. This one sounds delightfully PC. The Stubborn Wife. I'm sure I'll enjoy this a great deal. I hope they suggest it's because she's on her period. Women love it when you do that. Maybe it's because she's got a dried up old vagina because her husband doesn't eat her pussy. He's selfish and bad in bed. Once a peasant shaved his beard and said to his wife, look how well I have shaved. Honestly, legitimate, like, goals in 2020 corona life. Am I right? He's like, I shaved today, honey. I can totally relate. There's days where you're like, I shaved my legs today. I did a thing. You know, corona goals. This totally makes sense. G- Good job. Good job, dude. Good job, peasant.
But you haven't shaved. You've only clipped your beard.
You're lying, you wretch. I have shaved.
No, it's clipped.
The husband thrashed his wife, so he's abusive, and insisted,
"Say it's shaved or I'll drown you."
This is not a healthy relationship, kids. I mean, is this how... I'm pretty sure this is a prequel to Twilight.
Do what you will, it's still clipped.
This bitch is stubborn, good God. Although we've all kind of been there though, right? Where you're so mad, you're like, I will drown before I fucking admit it. He took her to the river to drown her.
Say it's shaved. No, it's clipped.
He let her into the water up to her neck and shoved her head in.
Say it's shaved.
The wife could no longer speak, but she raised her hand from the water and showed by moving two fingers like a pair of scissors that his beard was clipped. Fucking win. That bitch wins. Mic drop. That fucking bitch wins. Holy shit, this bitch wins at life. Goals. This fucking bitch is goals. I want to be this stubborn fucking bitch. I mean, yes, realistically, if a psycho is going to drown you for saying that his beard wasn't shaved, it's not the hill you want to die on, but I admire the gumption. That's what it is, gumption. You don't use that fucking word. You don't see it often enough. The gumption to still fucking twist that fucking knife as he's drowning you. He still can't be satisfied with drowning you. That's it. You've won. If the person murdering you is so frustrated at how you're dying that they can't even enjoy your death, you've won at life. You just have. I feel like regardless of what you had done previous to that, you could have been the biggest pussy in the history of mankind. You're just fucking like, you have brass balls if you can just make your murder like, God, you're so annoying, you know? I don't know. Maybe those are 2020 goals too. I'm joking. No, it's not that bad yet. Anyway, impressive. A stubborn wife. Also, no wonder she married that psycho. You'd say, like, why would she marry a guy? Like, she's clearly crazy. She's clearly fucking crazy. Like, this girl, maybe it was like suicide by cop, you know? Like, she knew he was serious about his beard. I like the commentary on the page that he sent me to on this one. It's very astute. And I quote in its entirety, "So, I'm not sure what the purpose of this tale is. Basically a brief account of domestic abuse? ? Thanks, Professor. How enlightening. Perhaps that is what it was, and not a guide for how to be a big, ballsy-ass bitch. Professor, thank you for your... Where's your Wikipedia page? Does it quote this? I bet it does on the page about this fairy tale. You're the foremost expert. Okay, I'm done ripping into this person. There's the next one. Old favors are soon forgotten. This sounds like my mom guilting me for not remembering Mother's Day. Tell me I'm fucking wrong. Old favors are soon forgotten. I never forget you because of all the stitches you gave me. Like, I fucking get it, Mom. How soon you forget. But I carry the scars forever. Anyway, old favors are soon forgotten. Please lecture me, fairy tales. A wolf, it's all wolves, this is a lot of wolves, fell into a trap, but somehow managed to wrench himself free and began to run through the forest. Some hunters spied him and began to trail him. The wolf was compelled to run across a road, where a peasant returning from the field with a bag and a flail happened to be walking along. The wolf said to him, "Do me a favor, dear peasant. Hide me in your bag. Some hunters are on my trail." The peasant consented, hid him in his bag, tied it up, and slung it over his shoulder. He walked on and soon met the hunters.
"Haven't you seen a wolf in this neighborhood, peasant?"
Well, no wonder he's not going to fucking help them now. They called him peasant. I'm not going to help any fucking buddy who's going to call me peasant. Could you imagine going to a restaurant that's not medieval themed, mind you? Denny's, let's say. And your fucking waitress comes up to you and is like, "All right, how can I help you, peasant?" Then she tipped her fedora. No, I haven't seen anything," answered the peasant. The hunters galloped on and vanished from sight. I like to think of them not on horses. They're just galloping horseless. They're very enthusiastic boys.
"Have my pursuers gone?" asked the wolf.
"They have."
"Well then, let me out."
The peasant untied the bag and let the wolf out into the free world. The wolf said,
"Well, peasant, now I will devour you."
You're a fucking asshole. "Ah, wolf, wolf," said the peasant. "I saved you from a dire fate, and now you want to devour me." Oh, look, he could be a commenter on this site.
"Old favors are soon forgotten," replied the wolf.
Okay, way to sum up your moral flaws. I get it.
"I don't give a shit what you did for me before,"
replied the wolf. The peasant realized he was in bad straits. Maybe he read his own comment and said, "Well, if so, let us walk on. And if the first person we meet agrees with you that old favors are soon forgotten, I will submit and you can devour me." Why would he play along with you? He's not a cat. He's hungry. He's going to eat you, realistically. But this is a fairy tale, so let's make up some bullshit. So they walked on and met an old mare. The peasant stopped her and said, "Please, little mother mare, settle our dispute. I have rescued the wolf from a dire fate, and now he wants to devour me." Okay, you didn't say you were going to give the backstory. You didn't say you were allowed to say, "Hey, answer this way or I'm going to die." That is cheating, my friend. Absolutely throw that out and eat the man. He does not want to play fair. Even if your life is on the line and a hungry wolf is going to eat you, don't try to rig the odds in your favor. Shame on him. Anyway, he told her all that happened. The mare thought and thought and said, "I lived with my master for 12 years. Bore him 12 foals." What? Is her master what? I would always assume the master was the person, the human that owned the horse. I'm guessing the master is her, like, horsebund. But they have some, like, sick, fucked up, like, or maybe they have a BDSM relationship, I don't know. Or she's breeding some bizarre, fucked up horse-human hybrid baby. You decide. It's a choose-your-own-adventure. "I lived with my master for 12 years, bore him 12 foals. Worked for him with all my strength. But when I grew old and..." Oh, you know what? She probably means, like, I let him have my kids. Not like they were his children, but, like, the way she said that shit. Ambiguous. Ambiguous. Oh my god. Okay. Worked for him with all my strength, but when I grew old and could not work any longer, he dragged me into a ravine. What an asshole. Yeah, that's how I get rid of my pets. Just drag them into a ravine. With COVID-19, the vet's not around. The cat's really sick, so I followed the fairy tale's advice and just kind of drug my cat into a ravine. I said, "Go on, old Yeller. Go into the light." And by light, I mean the dirt of this ravine. Yeah! Throw him off. Just pitch him real hard. There's no cops around to see because everyone's social distancing. I climbed and climbed until at last I climbed out of the dent of... Oh, yeah. We're supposed to feel sorry. I climbed and climbed until at last I climbed out of the dent of much effort. And now I am plodding along and I know not whither. I know not whither. Okay. Yes, old favors are soon forgotten.
You see, I'm right, said the wolf.
The peasant was grieved and implored the wolf to wait until they met someone else. The wolf consented. Really? He's lonely. He didn't want to eat you. He wants a friend. The wolf consented, and soon they met an old dog. The peasant asked him the same question. The dog thought and thought, and then said,
I served my master for 20 years, guarding his house and his livestock, and when I grew old and could bark no longer, he drove me out of his house. And now I am plodding along, I know not whither. This is a thing animals say, apparently. Yes, old favors are soon forgotten. Well, you see, I'm right, said the wolf.
And the peasant became even sadder than before. I like how he's increasingly sad about being eaten, but honestly, I feel like I kind of would have accepted that I'm probably going to be eaten because everybody's a fucking cynic. Because it's 2020. Anyway, he's even sadder. He has very great depths of sadness. He can still walk. He's still not so sad he's collapsed in his grief. So but he's getting up there. Let's see how long he can go. Maybe he tastes better because he's getting salted. And that's why the wolf's waiting. All the tears, you know. He implored the wolf to wait for a third encounter, saying, Then you may do as you will, since you refuse to remember my favor. The third beast they met was a fox, and the peasant repeated his question to her. The fox began to argue. But how is it possible, she asked, that a wolf, such a big beast, should have been able to climb into this small bag? Both the wolf and the peasant swore that he had, but the fox still refused to believe it. Random, and said, Well, little peasant, let me see how you put him in that bag. Oh, because the wolf's dumb, okay. The peasant opened the bag, and the wolf stuck his head into it. The fox cried, But did you hide only his head? Yeah, he just put in the tip, lady. The wolf crawled in with his whole body. Well, little peasant, the fox went on, show me how you tied him. The peasant tied the bag. Well, little peasant, we really, really got a rub in his class, don't you? How did you thresh the grain in the field? The peasant began to thresh the bag with his flail. Oh, that's violent fucking shit. And now, little peasant, how did you swing around? The peasant swung around, struck the fox on her head, and killed her, saying, Old favors are forgotten? He was an asshole the whole time. The whole fucking time. It's a 2020 of fairy tales. So what I'm hearing from this story, don't call the guy a peasant 20 times in a row. He won't give a shit if you help him out of his predicament. He'll still fucking kill you, because that shit's fucking annoying. Do not keep mentioning someone's status to them in day-to-day conversation. It's fucking rude, you peasants and simps. Simps it is. That's everywhere now. The name on everyone's lips. Simp. It's simp. The name on everyone's lips. Let's see. Okay. Oh, here's another good one. There's a lot in here. Holy shit. I'm not going to get to Grimm's fairy tales. I might not even get through all of these. Hopefully we've mocked his so far. If not, let's keep going with this promising title of a tale. The bladder, the straw, and the shoe. Okay, honestly, sounds like a wartime slash, like, marooned on an island style catheter, you know? Like, It'd be one of those DIYs where it'd be like, how to make a catheter out of just a bladder, a straw, and a shoe. Do not try this at home. But then, like, people would, because it's 2020. Got to do something, right? Make your own fun. Just use, like, a little swizzles, like, a, you know, the little tiny straws for coffee stirrers and not, like, a big milkshake straw. Just for your own, you know, if you insist on trying it. A bladder, a blade of straw, and a shoe. Went to chop wood in the forest, like they always do. Such the way. Honestly. I didn't take LSD, so I don't understand this, but let's continue. They came to a river and did not know how to cross it, but they know how to chop wood. They need to get their priorities straight. The shoe said to the bladder, "Bladder, let us swim across it on you." The bladder said, "No, shoe, let the straw blade instead stretch itself from shore to shore, and we will walk over it." How, is this a small, this isn't a river. How big are these things? Are these as big as humans? Or is this river like, do they call it a river because they're really small? I don't understand. I'm extremely confused. Okay, fine. I don't understand. Is this a human-sized river? Is it a river to these little bladder, shoe, and straw who are somehow friends and they chop wood? They chop wood? Did the human give them the tool or do they make the tool themselves? What tool do they use? Do they have axes that they can somehow wield? I don't understand. Whatever, I'm thinking about this too deep. Let's see. Yeah, so, okay. The blade of straw. Oh, it's straw. The straw, but it's a blade of straw, not an actual straw. Okay, you can't make a catheter out of that, so ignore what I said. Otherwise, you're just shoving straw up your urethra, and you don't want to do that. The blade of straw stretched itself across the water. The shoe walked on it, and the straw broke. The shoe fell into the water, and then the bladder laughed and laughed until it burst. Okay. Thank you for the wisdom in that story. Surely, wisdom for the ages. I hope that was your favorite. If it was, tell me why. Please tell me. Please tell me why that was your favorite. I need to know. Okay, there's one last one, and this is the last one we're going to do for today so I can get on to other things. This one is named after your future child, Ivanushko, the little fool. Any of you, name your son or daughter Ivanushko. Props to you. That is a brave choice. They may hate you for it, but that's a choice. Once upon a time, there lived an old man and his old wife. They had three sons. The two older ones were clever, but the third was called Ivanushko the Little Fool. Again, I ask, was he born the Little Fool, or was he just named Ivanushko and, like, he was given the moniker? They just say that's his name. They don't say he was a fool. They just say that was his name. His name could be Ivanushko the Wise because you're a sarcastic dick. That'd be really funny. And then maybe one day he would be wise and live up to his name and just hate you. But you could be like, I meant it as an encouragement. Totally gaslight that child when he's an adult. Continue the abuse cycle. Ivanushko the Little Fool. The clever brothers grazed sheep in the field, but the fool did nothing at all. The whole day long, he sat on the stove catching flies. Well, that's not nothing. Apparently, he's a good fly catcher. That's a thing. That is, apparently, the government's plan for what to do when the jobs don't come back. We can all sit on our stove and catch flies. One day, the old woman prepared some rye dumplings and said to the fool, Here are some dumplings. Take them to your brothers for their dinner. She filled a pot with the dumplings, and he took it and lumbered off to find his brothers. It was a sunny day. When Ivanushko came out on the road, he saw his shadow at his side and thought, I hope he pulls out eyes. No, he wasn't thinking this, but I am. He's going to pull out eyes. This is Ivanushko the fool. He's going to start mutilating cattle soon. I see it coming. Also, there's another plane I recorded today, and it was such bullshit because, like, I honestly had, like, 8 planes fly overhead in this fucking recording. It was, like, 20 minutes of recording. It took, like, 40 minutes because there's so many fucking planes flying overhead. It was awful. Plus side, I do have more bloopers for you guys, so that's exciting. Okay, so let's see. He's not yet ripping eyes out. When Ivanushko came out to the road, saw his shadow and thought, who is this man? He walks by my side. It's Jesus. And does not leave me for an instant. Surely he wants some dumplings. Jesus totally does. He began to throw dumplings at his shadow. Okay, so that's problem number one. Manners dictate usually if you think someone wants some of your food, you offer it. You don't throw it at their face. My personal recommendation. And one after another threw them all away, but the shadow still kept walking at his side. Okay, another thing. If you throw food at somebody and they don't react, don't continue throwing food at them. What an insatiable glutton, said the fool angrily and hurled his pot at the shadow, and the shards flew in all directions. He came empty-handed to his brothers. They asked him, why have you come here, fool? I have brought your dinner. Where is it? Give it to us at once. Well, you see, brothers, a stranger followed me all the way up here, and he ate it all up.
What stranger?
Here he is. Even now, he's standing by my side. His name's Jesus. He ate all the dumplings. Jesus eats them by osmosis, invisible osmosis. He's magic, that's why. He ate those fucking dumplings and they were delicious. He won Jesus points. They're like brownie points, but they're worth more. You can redeem them for stickers and finger puppets. The brothers began to swear at him and thrash him. Having thrashed him, they told him to tend the sheep and themselves went home to have their dinner in the village. The little fool set about tending the sheep. Seeing that they scattered all over the field, he decided to gather them together and tear out their eyes. I called it, bitch. I fucking called it. It is like... It's Mortal Kombat, basically. I expect him to rip the sheep's head off, like spinal cord and all. Because he thought it would make a lovely bouquet, and then he carries the spinal cord and presents the head as the flowers. There, I've altered it for the new generation. P.S. Video games make people violent. That's why the man ripped the sheep's head off. It was the original Mortal Kombat from, like, the 90s or something. It's terrible. Like this Drunken Dangerous, where I continue rambling off into nothingness. Oh yeah, he's ripping out eyes. We really wanted to get back to this. Okay, yep. He herded them in a little spot, plucked out the eyes of every one of them. Ow. Made them huddle together in a heap. That's kind of impressive. He made them. Like, I feel like if you ripped a sheep's eyes out, it would not be calm enough to follow your directions. So he's like some kind of weird sheep whisperer. And he's using it for evil. And sat there, happy as a lark. He thought that he had done something worthwhile. The brothers ate their dinner and returned to the field. You fool! What kind of mess have you made here?
Why is the flock blinded?
What do they need their eyes for, brothers? You don't need your eyes to see that Jesus is the light. No offense to religion, it's just funny to say it this way.
When you went away, they scattered everywhere, so I thought it would be a good idea to catch them. Gathered them together and pluck out their eyes. It was a lot of work, and it made me quite tired. And horny.
Just wait! We'll show you what it means to be tired,
said the brothers, and they began to belabor him with their fists. The fool was well rewarded for his trouble. I bet he gets off on it. He fucking gets off on it. Some time passed, not much, not little. Wow, he also could be a commenter on that site. One day, the old parents sent Ivanushko, the little fool, to doubt. You really gotta use it the whole time, huh? Bet he's a peasant, too. Better rub it in his face. His little fool face. To buy provisions for the holidays. Ivanushko bought many things. A table and spoons and cups and salt. He loaded a whole cart with objects of every description. That's probably hyperbole. He started to drive home, but his horse, it seems, was not quite strong enough for this heavy load and walked rather slowly. Ivanushko thought to himself, after all, the table has four legs just like the horse. Why shouldn't it run home by itself? A fiddle-dee-dee! So he put the table out on the road. He drove on, a long distance or a short distance. Wow! Truly a centrist position if I've ever heard one. He drove on a long distance or a short distance, who knows, and the raven circled over him, cawing and cawing. The little sisters must be hungry, else why would they cry like that, thought the fool, and put out dishes of victuals. That's a thing, to treat the ravens. So, a fun fact, if you want to feed a raven, just put out a plate of your everyday victuals. They enjoy. Eat, little sisters. You're welcome, he said, and he rattled on slowly. Well, at the very least, he's generous. Ivanushko drove through a wood of young trees. Along the road was a row of burnt-out tree trunks. Ah, he thought, the poor boys have no caps. They'll catch a cold that way. So he put his earthen pots and crocks on them. Not the shoes, unfortunately. Then Ivanushko came to a river. He set about watering his horse, but it refused to drink. Probably he doesn't want water without salt, he thought, and began to salt the river. Ivanushko. That's how Flint, Michigan was made. He poured out a whole bag of salt, and the horse still refused to drink.
Why don't you drink, you old carcass? Have I poured out a whole bag of salt for nothing? Now you're getting it, Ivanushko.
He said, and he struck the horse with a log right on its head and killed it on the spot. Me handling my problems. Oh my god, I spilled a whole bag of salt. I know, I'll fix it.
Whack.
Fucking 2020. Am I right? In these times, we are all Ivanushko the Fool. 2020 makes Ivanushkos out of all of us. Now all Ivanushko had left was a bag of spoons, which he slung over his shoulder. Must be a big goddamn bag, because I was picturing one of those little Ziploc baggies of, like, white plastic spoons. Which is likely not the spoons they are referring to. He walked, and the spoons behind him kept rattling. Tra-ta-ta-tum, tra-ta-ta-tum, tra-ta-ta-tum. They got some rhythm. He thought that the spoons were saying, Ivanushko's a fool. Ivanushko's a fool. Ivanushko's a fool. This guy's psychotic. So he threw them down and trampled upon them, repeating,
That'll teach you to call me a fool. Don't you dare taunt me, you wicked things.
Me, responding to criticism. He returned home and said, I bought everything we need, little brothers.
Thanks, little fool, but where are your purchases?
Okay, see, I think the thing here is Little Fool may be a little fool, but his brothers are big fools because they keep letting him fucking do everything they need in their fucking lives, even when he fucks shit up. It's very annoying. It's like being an adult. You're forced to continue being an adult even when you keep fucking it up. Okay, let's see. where the fuck was I?
Thanks, Little Fool, but where are our purchases?
The table is coming, but apparently it is late. Our little sisters, the ravens, are eating from the dishes. The pots and crocks I put on the boys' heads in the woods. I used the salt to season the horse's water, and the spoons taunted me, so I dropped them on my way.
Hurry, fool, go gather everything you've scattered on the road.
Ivanushka went to the woods, removed the pots from the burned trunks, knocked out their bottoms, and strung a dozen of them, small and big, on a rope. Okay. When he brought them home, his brothers thrashed him. Of course they did. Went to town themselves to make their purchases, and left him at home. He listened and heard the beer in the tub brewing. And brewing. Oh, that makes sense. Some kind of horrible birth defect from all the beer his mother was drinking during her pregnancy with him. His mother's sister.
Beer, stop brewing! Don't tease the fool!
Said Ivanushko, who also apparently refers to himself in the third person, which isn't annoying at all. That's right. Not like dangerous. She would never. But the beer did not heed him because it was fucking beer. So he let it all out of the tub, sat in the trough, and drove around the room singing little songs to himself. He drives the tub. We're all on drugs. When the brothers returned, they were terribly angry. They seized Ivanushko, sewed him up in a sack, and dragged him to the river. They're big on drowning here. They set the sack down on the shore and went to find a hole in the ice. Good God! You couldn't just correct him. You have to go to horrible drowning ice bath for Ivanushko. Jesus. Whew. Just then, a nobleman happened to drive by in a carriage drawn by three gray horses, not wolves, not cool. And Ivanushko began to shout, "I've been appointed governor to rule and to judge, but I know neither how to rule nor to judge."
"Wait, you fool!" said
the nobleman. Babadoo-boo, I'm the fool. "I know how to rule and to judge. Creep out of that sack." Me talking to the cum in your balls. Next erotic. Did it work? "Creep out of that sack." Ivanushko crept out, sewed up the nobleman, sat in his carriage, and drove out of sight. The brothers came, dropped the sack under the ice, and the water made a sound like gray, gray, gray. However the fuck that happened. Sounds like someone who was like tripping on acid. Hey, so what was the water like? Like, it sounded like gray. It just kept saying gray, gray. "He must be trying to catch a fish," said the brothers and set out for home. As though from nowhere, Ivanushko appeared before them, driving a troika. Whatever that is, and bragging. "See the horses I caught? There's still one gray horse left, a real jewel." The brothers became envious and said to the fool, "Sew us up in the sack and drop us quickly into the little hole." Big fools, big fools. "We'll get the gray." Ivanushko, the little fool, dropped them in the hole and drove home to drink beer to honor the memory of his dead brothers. Ivanushko had a well. In this well was a bell. And that's all I have to tell. That's how it ends? That's fucking stupid. Ivanushko wrote the ending. Other than that, it sounds like Ivanushko was a psychopath who manufactured his own fake stupidity to get away with murdering people and getting all the beer because he's also a greedy fuck. 0 out of 10 for Ivanushko, the douche go. Anyway, What does the douche go? The douche goes. That's it for today, you guys. Thank you for coming and listening. And thank you to the patron for sharing those fairy tales. I hope you enjoyed me rambling off into nothing and occasionally remembering the story and commenting on it. So I appreciate that. And thank you for giving me a chance to hear myself talk. We all know I enjoy that a great deal, and hopefully you do too, and you'll come back next week and join me, because I'll be here, and you will too. I don't take no for an answer this week. No, I refuse. I'll see you next week. I'll talk to you guys then. Bye. Mwah.